matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live.
Ash London Live for the MTV VMAs. Live from New York from 10 a.m. tomorrow. Only on MTV.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Hello, beautiful humans. Ash London here. Welcome to Ash London Live. Happy Monday. Another week here on this glorious earth and another 3.5 hours of the good stuff. Hey, thank you so much for joining me tonight. We're going to have so much fun. First of all, someone is winning a trip to Los Angeles to see Ariana Grande. This is huge. Plus, inside the next 5 minutes, I am going one-on-one with Usher. Boop, 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 boop. I was just feeling it. Forgive me. Yes, Usher will be on the show from LA, direct from LA, speaking exclusively to myself inside the next 10 minutes. Plus, we have got more of those tickets to see him at Ivory Fridays Live 2018.
Ash London loves.
Bastille are one of my favorite bands. Not a lot of people know about them or talk about them, but the lead singer, Dan, has a super, super specific voice.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes...
Bastille have teamed up with producer of the moment, Marshmello. He's the guy behind this track.
So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight.
They've gone together on a track called Happier. Now, yes, it is the same name as Ed Sheeran's latest song, but whereas Ed Sheeran is looking at his ex and saying, "Ah, you look happier," this guy is looking at his current girlfriend and going, "I want you to be happier." So it's on either side of the breakup. Brand new from Bastille and Marshmello, this is Happier. Welcome to Ash London Live. R&B Fridays Live 2018 is happening this November across Australia. I mean, this is one of the highlights of our year, and we are so excited that this year, in 2018, our man Usher is headlining, and I had the chance to go one-on-one with the big man himself to get all the action. Here it is, me plus Usher equals teenage Ash losing her mind. It's been too long, man.
I gotta tell you, it's worth the wait.
That's what we like to hear. Now, when you're coming over just after your birthday, I'm wondering, like, I don't know, do we need to have some birthday celebrations, round two, when you get here?
I think we should definitely be prepared with many a cakes, many a presents.
Yes.
And it's going to be a celebratory year for me. You know, I was really happy to connect on the level of this R&B festival. A lot of the people who are performing are old friends, and we hadn't seen each other in many, many years. Actually, I just saw Eve. So we talked about the show and talked about some of the things that we're probably going to do when we get there.
Make some plans for an Aussie barbecue or something.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
Do you and Lil Jon have to, like, practice Yeah? Or is it just one of those things where as soon as he hears the intro, he just appears and it's, like, slick as you were in the studio the first time because it's so deep in your psyche?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's always a unique and organic party every time that we're together. Like, we've had history, we've made history, and we have the opportunity to share with an audience that's going to come to have a great time. He's going to make sure y'all understand what that crunk life is all about.
You are absolutely the best. That sounds amazing. Now, you just said you were talking to Luda, and I know Timbaland, I think it was like maybe a couple months ago, he tweeted a photo of you, Snoop, Diddy, Jermaine Dupri, and Ludacris all hanging out. Is this just like a regular Friday night in the Usher household that you guys are just getting together and, I don't know, doing yoga or playing Fortnite, or what was going on? That sounds like quite the get-together.
That sounds really funny for you to say that we get together to do yoga. That, I mean, and by the way, it's not a bad theory, because I would love to see Diddy and Luda and maybe Jermaine, you know, maybe even Bow Wow or any of the other people who are on the stage, Pharrell, to do yoga, because I think that'd be cool. But we get together and we have game night.
And what does game night look like? What kind of games are we talking? A bit of poker?
We do a little Scrabble. Bit of everything, man. We play poker. We play spades. I don't know if you guys know about that over there. We play charades.
Charades? You don't play charades?
Yeah. Apples and apples. Heads up.
I would pay all the money in the world to be a fly on the wall. That's the best.
Yeah, man. It's a true game night. And we kind of break off into different groups. And sometimes it's the guys versus the girls. People bring their wives by.
So good.
Girlfriends by. We'll battle. And sometimes it's just, you know, every man for himself.
You know how to live, man. I am digging that. Hardcore. That is amazing. More of my chat with Usher after this. This is just a little teaser, a little taste of some of the tracks you'll definitely hear at R&B Fridays Live 2018 with Usher.
Fridays Live. Let's go.
Let's talk about this R&B Fridays Live 2018 set. You got eight studio albums, nine compilation albums, eight EPs, 53 singles, and over 30 features on other hit tracks.
Yeah.
How do you then sit down and go, cool, how am I going to make one set of the good stuff for the people of Australia? Where do you start?
Well, in between now and the show, I have the opportunity to be social with all of my fans. And I pay very close attention to what my fans request. You know, so they'll hit me up on DM or they'll hit me on Instagram or on Twitter. And they'll kind of make suggestions. Try not to state the obviouses. You know, if you know that there are things that I'm going to naturally perform, like Burn, like Yeah. You know, don't mention that stuff. Mention the ones that are very special to you, because there's been some really, really cool songs. Talk to me if you want to send me something. Let me know what you like.
Well, Usher's put the call out, guys. You know what to do. Yeah. Usher, can't wait. We can't wait to hear the projects. And before I let you go, I got to ask one very important question. I mean, last year, Neo had his birthday, so he organized in this vegan, I think it was a vegan red velvet cake, because, you know, he's vegan.
Okay.
You need to put your cake request in, because I'll make it happen, mate.
You know what? I love tasting the country's best, you know? Bring it.
It's called a pavlova. I'm going to tell you nothing, but it's the Australian specialty, and I guarantee you...
Pavlova?
Pavlova. We will make the pav happen.
Pavlova. Make the pavlova happen.
Yeah, and if you want to be real Aussie, it's just a pav. Give me a pav.
Give me a pav.
Usher, you are the best. We cannot wait to see you at R&B Fridays Live 2018. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. And we cannot wait to see your set,
man. Maybe. You guys, make sure you don't miss it. It's going to be crazy. Got my friends coming. Salt and Pepper, T-Pain, Eve. Trey Songz, he came with me the last time I was here.
Yeah, on OMG, I remember.
My special guest, Lil Jon. So you guys, come on out, get your tickets, and I'll see you there. Yeah, man.
Ash, London, live.